You're listening to SBS News.
They were some of the most violent clashes to occur in the more than 3 months of anti-government unrest in Hong Kong. A peaceful pro-democracy rally turned ugly on Sunday, with running battles in the Causeway Bay shopping district, Wan Chai Bar area, and the Admiralty district of central government offices. Riot police fired blue liquid to better identify protesters. Then tear gas after tear gas, chasing protesters down roads. A man who protesters said was a pro-Beijing supporter was attacked during the chaos and kicked to the ground before being pulled away. Abandoned taxis were trashed, with protesters using bats to smash windscreens, windows, and headlights. The demonstrations were sparked by a now-shelved extradition bill, but despite it being abandoned, the protests have snowballed. Protesters are angry about what they see as creeping Chinese interference in Hong Kong. Meanwhile, celebrations are underway as the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China draws near. In Hong Kong, singers and dancers from the Island Federation put on a show. Hon Wilson, who was on the Legislative Council of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of China, says every resident should feel a sense of pride for the motherland at this time.
All sectors of society in Hong Kong are excited about celebrating the 70th anniversary of the founding of the new China. As a Hong Kong resident who grew up here, I am very proud to witness the 70th founding anniversary.
Edward Lau Kwok Fan from the council wishes for a harmonious and stable society.
We Hong Kong residents have witnessed our motherland getting stronger step by step. No matter how many difficulties she came across, she managed to overcome them. Every conquest is followed by a new achievement.
In Macau, nearly 400 young people attended a flag-raising ceremony, including Alex Mok Chi Wai, chairman for the youth organizations in the region.
I hope the young people can feel proud of the achievements the country has achieved.
Across the seas, Australia and Taiwan kicked off a global call to action showing solidarity for protesters. In Taipei, about 100,000 took part in a rally, many supporting the younger generation driving the pro-democracy movement, including 55-year-old delivery man Li Tengming.
Because China's ambition is so big, we're afraid that there'll be influences on our lives and there'll be no more freedom. Even the economy might be affected because China is too much of a dictatorship.
In Australia, demonstrations were held in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. Protesters wore face masks to conceal their identity.
Show solidarity and be a beacon of hope to our freedom-loving brothers and sisters in mainland China, in Xinjiang, around the world.
They spoke of their terror and mistrust of the Chinese government, even in Australia.
Fear is the weapon. You might wonder, why am I wearing a mask? Why are we trying to hide our identity? That is because of the violent threat we are currently facing right now.
On the other side of the world, Britain says it will not ignore the treatment of protesters in Hong Kong. That's what Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab told the Conservative Party conference in Manchester.
For those struggling for the basic liberties we take for granted, the rights you jealously guard here this week to debate, to have your say, to hold your politicians to account. So we won't look the other way when the people of Hong Kong are beaten on commuter trains for exercising their right to peaceful protest.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.